Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing that did annoy me, it was a very positive evening, especially as far as our bets went. The room was terrible, 1-4. We said bet Horton unders because everybody else was talking up Horton, his numbers going up. And the room, that was the number one player prop from last night's game. Seahawks get home as well. We told you that that was going to happen. So we're off to a good start in week number four. Here's the rub, Sam. And I had an idea this was going to happen. I usually don't bet Thursday night games. What we did last night, I forgot to put it in my contest, Seattle.
Mm.
That is, it's, and it's definitely one of the top five sides. Have you had a little difficulty more this week than other weeks getting to your favorite sides in NFL?
So I'm glad you brought that up because I usually put my stuff in on Thursdays and then I have the ability to maneuver and change up until a certain point. I have not done it yet, but I feel like there are four bets I'm going to get to right away. We can go through them if you'd like. I feel good about several games this week, which should make me uncomfortable. But I don't know. I feel like when I'm getting my teeth kicked in, I feel better about getting the ugly sides. And not that I'm getting my teeth kicked in. I'm not doing well in these contests. Let's see. What's my record right now? 6-8-1 in the NFL. Meh, not good.
But that's not bad compared to how we feel our starts have happened here.
Yeah, I keep losing games in the fourth quarter this year. It's maddening. But yeah. I know for a fact that I'm going to be on Carolina, no doubt. Kansas City, I'll be on, no doubt. The Raiders, no doubt.
Are you going to bet the Bears this year? That's the question. Will you ever be on the Bears side?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I could get down for. I'm on just filth. Carolina, Tennessee, Cleveland.
I like it. Okay, so I've had not trouble. It's a shorter list, but I'm happy that I got there. Because I needed it to be a shorter list. Because in the first few weeks, like, okay, first off, week one, like, yes, anything can happen. We all know that. But also, I just liked way too much. Like, I don't like that. I'm not comfortable with liking so much on the board. And that continued a little bit week two, week three. But now when you get to a more consolidated list, that's where I feel more comfortable. When there's, you know, in that range of 3 to 5 games that I really like, okay, yeah, now I feel better. We're starting to form some opinions here on the NFL. All right, game number one. This is a good one. Really interested in it. As Chuck Esposito mentioned, it truly is sharps against the squares in this one. The squares are on the road team that is an underdog, and the sharps are on the home team laying some points. The number's 3.5. The Rams are favored over the Indianapolis Colts. Colts 3-0. They take care of Tennessee on the road last week, so they show you they can do it on the road, but they face the worst team in football. Do you have anything on Colts Rams?
I've been following the Davante Adams injury stuff, so he did not practice again. Schefter was all over this. Nate Atkins, who used to cover the Lions, now covers the Rams. Nate Atkins said no sight of Davante Adams at the early portion of Rams practice. He missed yesterday as well, but Sean McVay said he didn't anticipate the status is in jeopardy for Sunday. Adams has a hamstring injury. That's important. if you're going to be on the Rams. It just is. I don't need to tell you that, but Nacua does his thing because you have to account for Davante Adams, a former number one receiver in the NFL. So assuming McVay is telling the truth, if this was Kyle Shanahan, I know you wouldn't know what to think. But I think McVay's pretty good in terms of telling it the way it is. And he says, not in jeopardy. Do you believe that?
I do lean that way. It is concerning that he hasn't practiced this week yet. Today's going to matter. Maybe we'll get word before we get off the air, but usually it's the teams on the East Coast we find out about before we're done at noon Eastern. So I'm assuming it'll be shortly after the show. I'm expecting Devontae to play. That's where I'm at in this game. So, yeah, we know that the public was lining up on the Colts and the numbers getting shorter and shorter. We didn't think we'd be here and it would just be a point spread of 3.5, but that's where we're at right now. Dykstra time. You're going to play a real team. That's what's happening in this game, and you're going to do it on the road. I like the Rams. And you look at this matchup and how they've gotten there. The Colts offensively, they've done it in every which way. But they've also put themselves in position where Taylor can take advantage and, okay, we're playing from out in front. Like, you brought that idea up too. What about playing from behind when you know that Daniel Jones is dropping back and he has to pass? How are you going to do? And how are you going to do against a top-tier defense? Like, that's what the Rams are. That's where they ended last season, and they picked up where they left off. They are top five in defensive yards per play. EPA dropback. Like, EPA per play, they're six. Success rate, they're six. Like, they check a lot of these metric boxes. And offensively, I mean, if you're looking for a balanced team, the Rams are it, and they've got great coaching. So I understand why people like the Rams to win the division with all the injuries that are piling up on the San Francisco side. Quietly, the Colts don't stop the run. They're not great at it, and the Rams have had a good run game early on this season. I like the Rams here. Little slap to reality. Colts lose. Colts do not cover. I'm taking LA minus 3.5.
I understand it. I respect it. The books definitely would love the Rams to cover. Two quick numbers for you. The look ahead, which is the 11-day number, 11 days out, look ahead was Rams minus 5. In the summer, this number was 6.5. So it has definitely shortened over the last few months.
But it's justified. Like, when we talked to Andy Molitor the other day and asking him, okay, which team have you moved on the most, change your ratings on the most? He's like, well, it's not even close. There's one team and they're on an island. It's the Indianapolis Colts. So it's justified. Off to a really hot start. We'll see what happens against a more balanced team in a different situation going on the road at the LA Rams. Okay, so like them there. What about Philly-Tampa? Here's another point spread. It's at that challenging number of 3.5. Now, this time, you've got the road favorite. The Eagles minus 3.5 got a pair of 3-0 teams. One thing that stands out to me that is noteworthy, Sam, is the Bucs are getting healthier. We know Mike Evans is out for at least a few weeks now, probably a month. But it looks like Godwin's going to be good to go. We think. He practiced in full on Wednesday, and then he doesn't practice yesterday. But based on what they're saying, it sounds like Godwin's going to be back. We know the offensive line is in shambles of the Bucs, and that was evident last week, even though they pulled out the win. But Tristan Wirfs practiced in full yesterday. That changes everything on the offensive line. So road favorite or the home dog or staying away?
Wise guy I know laid 3 with Philly. That number's gone, unfortunately. But he laid 3. I'm in a weird place on Philly because I really loved them last year. We both did. And I don't know why I don't love them this year. They've done nothing wrong. When's the last time they lost a football game? September of 2000. Oh, no, they did lose to Washington. That's right, last year. They lost to Washington on December 22nd. But they have one loss going back to September of last year. And it's like, they're not as good as they were last year. So what? I need to snap out of this. And I have found myself thinking about this. Jalen Hurts is 25-1 for the MVP. all that guy does is win. All the team does is win. And last week, it's, oh, the Eagles fall behind. They can't come back. And then they erase the 19-point deficit because of their quarterback. Mm-hmm. One book has a 16 on Hurts. The range is 16, 16, 18, 20, 22, 25. Obviously, I'm entertaining the 25, not the 16. Is that a dumb idea? Jalen Hurts MVP.
What do you think their record is at the end of the year?
13-4.
So they're the 1 or 2?
Probably.
You're asking me if taking the quarterback of a team that's going to be a 1 or 2 seed, they just won the Super Bowl, and taking their quarterback at that number, if that's a dumb idea, the answer is no.
Okay.
It's not a dumb idea. If he's going to keep this up. I mean, yeah, you look at some of the metrics and the Eagles' number one running game again. The difference is this time around, it's not because of Saquon. Saquon's averaging only 65 rushing yards per game through three. It's because of Hurts. And the high leverage plays with a third down, fourth down, where he converts, it happens again and again and again. So that certainly stands out. I'm torn on this game to the point where I don't know what to do. I understand an angle on either side. For those that want to take the Bucks, getting the 3.5, or if you could find a 3, maybe it shows back up again. I'm not sure that it will. Laying it with the Eagles. Baker, as a dog with this team, has been terrific. They're getting healthier. You would expect them not to have so many offensive line penalties, the Bucks, like they had last week. They had 14 penalties in total. And if you're worried about the wide receiver injuries, people will say, well, Godwin's coming back. So don't things kind of balance out and it's more experience for Ibuka? I get it. It's hard for me to get past the Bucks have just gotten by. They could be 0-3 and they're 3-0. And that's the reality. Most times in situations like that, I want to bet against that, but there's just something that's holding me back, Sam. And I'm guessing people that are on Philly, that's what they're thinking, that the Bucks have been so lucky and it's going to come to a head against the Eagles. I don't have anything on this game.
I like the Eagles to win for sure. 3.5's obviously not as fun as 3 if you're laying the favorite. Because if Philly wins 24-21, you're going to hate yourself. But I might do some Eagles parlays. Last week we were talking about an Eagles-Chiefs moneyline parlay on Sunday's show, and that came through. Maybe a little lucky there, the way that they beat the Rams, but Eagles-Chiefs did get home. Eagles-Rams, I mean, that's probably a pretty decent moneyline hook. Eagles to win, Rams to win. I don't hate that. Did you see that the Falcons keep getting bet? It keeps happening. I see picks. I see Chris has Atlanta -1. We talked about this game, was it Wednesday? And I gave out in lightning bets, Falcons +1.5. I don't think Daniels is playing. I think it's, you know, very telling that the market is Atlanta pick. Or Washington -1, or Washington Atlanta -1. I mean, that's a number that says that Daniels is not going to play. That could change. I haven't seen that he's out, but I don't think it's good. I got a text from John Murray on Wednesday who said, yeah, we just got slammed with Falcons bets. And I was like, nice. I gave the Falcons out on the show. Nice to be lucky there. Better to be lucky than good sometimes. I don't think he plays. Do you?
I think there's a better chance than people realize, but based on where the market is going, it's telling us that he's not playing. He was out there moving around yesterday. So Wednesday, he's a no practice. And then on Thursday, he's limited. Let's say he plays. He's not going to be at the peak of his powers. It doesn't look like he's going to have Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown, who have not been practicing this week. So where's he going to go? You're putting him in a tough spot. And you're putting him in a spot, believe it or not, against a defense that is playing so much better than last year. And part of it is all those rookies that they added. They actually have some depth now. But that stands out, man. A couple of things on the Falcons. Their defense is a lot better. And while Penix had the worst game of his young career last week, how bad was it? Was it 30-0 bad? It wasn't. Like, Carolina did not dominate the game. It's just one of those situations, gets away from you early, and you're never able to wrestle it back. Everything went wrong. Everything. Penix, 18 for 36. Penix, two interceptions. They thought they had a new kicker. Parker Romo comes in. He misses the two kicks that he took after going 5 for 5 the week before. Like, everything that could go wrong did go wrong against Carolina. So is that going to happen again for Atlanta? People are betting against it, and it looks like they're going against a backup quarterback. And if it's not the backup quarterback, he's going to be missing his number one wide receiver and another one of his weapons. So I totally understand it. Boy, you were on it early this week. I think I'm kind of getting there now. I understand why the Falcons are a good play. And you got it at what number?
+1.5.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and it's still +1 at a lot of spots right now. Joe O, Sammy P, we continued the NFL breakdown. How about the Chiefs and Ravens? Somebody's going to walk away 1-3 after the weekend. This is BetSwitz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Chiefs-Ravens coming your way. Big matchup this weekend. Sam's annoyed. You know, we got the Friday feels going down. It's a football Friday. We've got all this big sports action going on over the weekend, and Sam's just annoyed by the Ryder Cup, I've realized. Just the people that have the over-the-top love for the Ryder Cup, trying to put it in it somewhere just – it isn't. It is. I think that's what's happening, right, Sam? You're just bothered.
What's the score?
I don't know.
I have no idea what the score is. Explain to me the score. Go.
I just want a leaderboard. That's a lot. That's what I do every week. I'm looking for the leaderboard. Paul doesn't know. He's like, how do you
come
win?
On, Paul?
I don't know.
Solve this equation for us.
I did a deep dive as we're trying to figure this out. And the deep dive is that I think each match is worth one. So that even though Europe is trucking the U.S. in three of these four matches, I think Colin Morikawa is probably going to have to concede at like the 13th hole. Yeah, that's only going to be worth one though.
Yeah,
I was hoping maybe. I was hoping it might be like 8-1 after the morning matches, but
Paul,
no, it's going to be like
Paul wants in the baseball playoffs that if the Padres win 10-1, they should go up two games. Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
That's what's going to happen to the Phillies, basically. And you know what? If we play by those rules, the Phillies should be your World Series favorite because they could dominate like that for like two games or a series.
Yeah. Who should be the World Series favorite? This has bothered you for weeks.
I think that probably the Dodgers, right?
Yeah, it should be. Probably.
Doesn't mean I would bet
NL.
Like,
right.
Just not like the Phillies. Just not the
Phillies. No, I said not the Phillies. Anybody but the Phillies should be favored, basically.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Oh, can't wait.
Seen this movie
before. Wild card. Wild card starts Tuesday. Oh, next week's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Wow. Let's keep this rolling. We've got the Ravens and the Chiefs. Biggest game of the weekend, even though we've got a couple of teams below 500. The Ravens remain a 2.5-point road favorite. The situation's occurred a couple of times already this year. Patrick Mahomes is a home underdog. They take care of the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Tyquan Thornton ended up being the number one receiver, but the real number one for Patrick Mahomes is back. Xavier Worthy, he's been practicing in full all week. He is good to go. Not good Ravens injury information, right? Like their star D tackle, they already said he's out. Kyle Van Noy, the linebacker, did not play last week. He has not been practicing this week. It certainly seems like he's going to be out. So two of the best players on the defense, they're a no-go. And however you want to shape it, however you want to look at it, they're a bottom five defense in the league. And so with a sample size of three games, it is fair to ask the question, is this truly one of the worst defenses in the NFL, or have they run into bad injury luck and bad schedule luck?
Maybe both. I thought for sure you were going to try and rip Nnamdi Matabuke. I was waiting for it.
I've been doing it all week. I'm sick of saying. I'm just sick of saying his name. Honestly, I'm gonna have JLC's gonna say it 20 times on Sunday morning, which I'm not prepared for. So, yeah.
How many units did he win last night? Did you find out?
I don't know. I have to ask him if he bet McBride, because he always bets McBride, and McBride was a loser in the room.
I can't wait for the room. Cannot wait. Literally wish I could just hit fast forward. Not that I don't want to do the show today. I can't wait for what the room has later. I'm going to guess the Ravens will be in the room. -2.5. Because, you know, the Chiefs stink now. And that's sort of the narrative. Offense is broken. Mahomes is overrated. Andy Reid doesn't have answers. Just be careful with that. Because when you give Andy Reid a queen on the chessboard, that's what Xavier Worthy is. He can go anywhere. He can do anything. It's the most important piece to their offense that isn't the quarterback. It changes everything they do. The one thing they haven't had is speed. Well, now you got speed. Literally, injection of speed and quickness and agility and deception, too. We can see Worthy on these wide receiver, you know, sweeps or, you know, these play-action looks. He changes a lot of what they do. And then eventually they're going to get Rashee Rice back and give the whole chessboard the go. I like the Chiefs. Now, it's a little concerning that the last two times they've been home dogs, they've lost. Buffalo in 22, Philadelphia this year. But I'm putting a lot of faith in this offense against the Ravens defense. And I took 2.5. I did not get the 3. Wise guys took the 3. The professionals took the 3. I have 2.5, and that's basically the market everywhere. There's a 3 at one Vegas sports book, but they're trying to write a little bit more Chief at that point. Like, they want a Chiefs bet, clearly. Everybody else is 2.5. I'm going to guess the room is going to come Ravens. You agree?
Yes, the room will come Ravens. I'm not concerned about them losing outright as a home dog twice at all, because you say that, and I say, well, Mahomes has been an underdog 16 times, and he's won 11 of them outright. 11-5 straight up when he's an underdog, 12-3-1 against the spread. So, yeah, I'm good with the Chiefs, man. +2.5, I like it. Worthy returning changes everything. And you're right, it's a little bit of column A, column B, as far as the injuries for the Ravens defense and just the schedule, the explosive offenses that they've played so far. Yeah, it's a little mix of both of those. Also, like, Henry with the fumbles, is this going to continue? Like, it keeps happening in key moments. That's a big concern. Some of the trends players would come back about the Mahomes as a dog thing and say, well, look at him off a loss. Well, you didn't face Andy Reid off a loss. You didn't face Patrick Mahomes off a loss. At home, yeah, I like the Chiefs a lot. So let me ask you this. Is all the guys that run their models, are they still going to have the Ravens as the best team in football when they're 1-3?
Yes. I was just going to bring that up. They are stat sheet superheroes. Okay. They are just these DVOA darlings every year. Every year. Oh, they have the highest power rating. Change your rating if they're 1-3, please. Change it.
You got to. Like, change something. Change something.
You can't have them 1. How can you have them as the highest power rated team if they're 1-3?
Yeah. I know. I know. I totally agree with you. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P on the BetMGM Network. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win, only at BetMGM. Keep things rolling to the West Coast. Let's go to Sin City. What about Vegas and Chicago? You've got the Raiders as a 1-point road favorite, total of 47.5. We say home favorite, but Chicago might have the home field advantage as far as the crowd goes, because we know how the Bears fans travel, especially out to Las Vegas. Those tickets were bought a long, long time ago. The Bears are beat up on defense, and it was the same case last week, but the difference was Bears steamroll Cowboys. Now, the final score should have looked a lot closer. The over should have hit. There were a couple of red zone turnovers in meaningless football time for the Cowboys late in that game. And I think it's such a dumb argument that I've heard. They're like, oh, well, yeah, CeeDee Lamb did get hurt in that game, but Jalen Johnson was out. You knew all week that Jalen Johnson was going to be out, and you had to game plan for that as a defense. The Cowboys had no idea that the best player on their offense was going to exit that game as early as he did, and then they would have to completely pivot. Whatever you had involved with CeeDee Lamb in your game plan, now that is out the window. That's hard to adjust on the fly on the road, even if you're playing a weaker defense. I just want to put that out there. So, yeah, Jalen Johnson's out all year. Kyler Gordon's still not practicing this week in the secondary. On the defensive line, Grady Jarrett has not been practicing, and linebacker TJ Edwards is still not practicing. They're missing starters and really good players, especially in the secondary, at every level of their defense. I know they got by last week, and you've made it clear you're on the Raiders. Is this one of those spots where it's like, okay, you got by one week, but it's probably going to come to a head this week?
I think so. Bauer should have a huge game, and it sounds like he's getting healthier. You know, he was playing dinged up. He got hurt in the opener against the Patriots and kind of going through it a little bit, but it sounds like he's good. I guess we'll find out on Sunday, but I tell you this.
He's been practicing in full. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I'm just like we talked to guys around the teams. Steve Cofield said he's hearing good things. Adam Hill, they all say Bowers is good, which is nice to hear. You know that number is going to go up by Sunday, and I'm glad that we can have this conversation on a Friday and tell you, hey, if you're going to bet Brock Bowers is overs, do it now. Oh, on Sunday, what do you think people are going to bet on Bowers? Oh, I like the over. Yes, of course. So 56.5 right now. I see some 57.5. That's probably going to be 60.5 by Sunday. And if it lands 59 and you wait till Sunday, you're going to lose and it's your fault. You got to bet the star players overs earlier in the week. You don't bet them on Sunday. You bet the unders on Sunday. You don't bet the overs on Sunday. Bauer should eat, and they got to get him the ball against this defense. So that's my first look. And I do have the Raiders in my contest.
Okay.
They have, what is the number in our contest? Raiders -1. Yep, already in.
Bears Cowboys, popular over. It goes to the 50s last week. It does not get home. It probably should have gotten home. You had like 38 points in the first half. Like, people were like, okay, rocking chair winner. Nope, ends up being a loser. I'm not hearing that chatter this week. Is the situation that different? And the total's 47.5. You have two awful defenses once again. Against the pass, the Raiders can't do anything. They stop the run, but it doesn't really matter because the Bears don't have any running game to speak of offensively. Yards per play, the Bears have the worst defense in the NFL. Geno Smith last week, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Bears secondary in shambles. Maybe this is the Bears over week. That's where I'm at. I'm thinking this is a high-scoring game. What do you think?
If any defense can fix Ashton Jeanty, it's Chicago's. So I tend to agree with you.
There you go. Yeah, Jeanty, underwhelming so far. He's gone under his rushing prop in all 3 games. We'll see if they bet it this week. I mean, Trey Tucker, what an unbelievable game last week. That was crazy. 3 touchdowns. That's not going to happen again. I like your look with Bowers. That makes perfect sense. All right, what do we have next? Houston Tennessee. Oh, boy. Oh, the Texans. Baby. Heavy, heavy favorites. They are 7-point favorites, and it's a low total. Like, I know that you're on Tennessee, and my first thought is, yeah, I don't love it. It doesn't make me feel comfortable because I like the Texans in Survivor, but you're on the plus 7, but I totally understand why you're on the plus 7, just from the sense that we have, I think, the lowest total of the week with one of the highest point spreads.
Vegas Rick had a very similar reaction to you. You just had that look of pure pain. He goes, mm-hmm. I understand it. Don't put it in the newsletter, though. Don't put Titans plus 7 out for the public. And I went, all right, fine. But I did bet 7. I took it already. I bet that early in the week.
Yeah. I get it. It was weird. All of a sudden, Cam Ward popped up on the injury report the other day, but he's fine. He's good to go. The right side of the O-line, Latham not practicing this week. Zeitler has been limited, so it sounds like Zeitler could be okay. Titans are a dumpster fire. They have bad coaches, but you're going to get big numbers. So it's now Cam Ward's fourth game. Like, in my mind, when I'm backing any Tennessee game I'm involved in, I'm thinking, okay, is he starting to get it now? Is he going to turn the corner? Because one of these weeks, we're going to be shocked when they pull an outright upset and it's going to blow up Survivor. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that are just going to keep going against the Titans every single week. And it's going to happen this week a little bit on the Houston front. Both teams are 0-3 on the season. And we'll see, man. The Texans are a mess. The other thing. They're a disaster and they're laying 7. Like, I'd assume that's a big part of the handicap.
The O-line for me is the biggest issue. Tennessee's D-line, very good. Houston's O-line, very bad. I was with a guy last night. He was showing me his fantasy team, and he's good at fantasy. He stacked Stroud and Nico Collins on his team. He is pissed this year. He's not happy.
Not in a good spot at all. All right, Joe O, Sammy P. What about the Micah Parsons game? We've got that coming up here on Sunday. Green Bay against Dallas. Where's the sharp money? We found out where it's going. Might be surprised. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and the proof is there. It's right there on film. This is the top three defense with Micah Parsons talking about the Green Bay Packers. There's Sammy P, and you said you were talking to people that were saying that Micah Parsons is worth 2.5 points, which is crazy for a non-quarterback. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats. We continue to break down the NFL week number 4. We get to Green Bay, Dallas. Sam, the Packers are a touchdown road favorite, total of 47.5. Green Bay at Dallas. You've got Parsons' revenge game, no CeeDee Lamb. And then we found out from Chuck Esposito on the show yesterday that the sharp play is actually coming in on the dog.
Wise guys bet numbers, not teams. Mm-hmm. Numbers. And they wanted 7. It's very important to get 7. You notice he made it very clear. They bet 7. He didn't say
6.5.
They bet the Cowboys. Well, he didn't even say they bet the Cowboys. He said they bet 7.
Good point.
That's what you have to understand when you talk to bookmakers. They often will tell you that guys bet the number, not necessarily the team. That said, man, can you get to Dallas plus seven? I don't want to. I really don't. Not that I can't. I just don't. I don't really want to do that. That's Sunday night. That'll be right after festivities are over, and I will be at the bar because I have to officiate the wedding Sunday. It starts at 3:30 p.m., so I'm going to miss the early
slate. Is this Eastern?
Chicago time, 3:30.
Okay, 3:30. So it's not like 3:29 you can go over there. You know what I mean? It's like you've got to be present. You've got to be talking to people for at least a half hour before this gets going, right?
Dude, I got the schedule the other day. I got a schedule for Sunday.
Read
like,
it.
Be here at this time and... All day.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. You got to give me the schedule later on in the show.
I will. So anyways, the schedule gets really going around noon, which is when the games start. And then the wedding starts at 3:30, which is right at the end of that first window, the witching hour.
The witching hour was awesome last week. So good.
Okay. So anyways... So I get to do the ceremony, which I'm going to probably pencil myself in for about 6 minutes. I'm not a long-winded type guy. Let's be short and sweet. Nobody wants to hear me talk. Let's do 6 minutes. And then I can watch games kind of maybe around like 3:45, 3:50. But the last thing I want to do is start to drink and then have to sweat the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. I have no interest.
I'm thinking you got the schedule and you're like, during the witching hour, you're the witching hour.
Let's start this wedding. I have an idea. Let's start the wedding right during the end of the early games. Brilliant.
It's probably better than Saturday, right? Or is it? I don't know. Is it better than Saturday? It's not,
I found out that I'll be able to watch the Saturday night games because I will finally have some stability on Saturday night, so I can watch Oregon, Penn State, and Bama, Georgia. But Sunday is going to be a war for sure in terms of watching games and following games. And that's Sunday night, and that's not a place I want to be, Joe, on Dallas on Sunday night, period.
I'll be locked in. Don't worry. I know you'll be checking your phone, but it's different when you're just – checking your phone throughout. We got you. Parsons to get a sack. What do you think the number is?
Oh, geez. Minus 180.
Okay, it's not that bad. I think it could get there. I see one book has it only at the moment. Minus 144 to record a sack. He's getting it. But do you want to make that bet? He's probably getting it. Nah, I probably
don't
think
so? You think it's a lock?
No, I don't. But I did like it the first game, and I think that was that around even money? I think it was, or maybe plus money, something like that. I have to look it up. But yeah, nowhere near this price, minus 144. That's what everybody's going to be betting. Everybody's going to, minus 180, that's probably going to be the price once we get to the game on Sunday. Evan Abrams put this out. I thought it's worth bringing up. With or without Lamb? With CeeDee Lamb on the field, the Cowboys average 26 points per game. 26 with. Without, cut it in half, 13. So do you want to bet him now? Getting seven. I will say that the injury report looked better. Diggs practiced in full. Deron Bland, he's been out for a number of weeks. Another key member in the secondary. So on defense, it looked better. I mean, the Packers have a history of just whooping their ass. LaFleur owns the Cowboys. A lot of reasons. I'm just going to stay away from it. I know there's sharp money on Dallas. I'm not interested. I'm going to have a lot of Packers in Survivor, and I'll be sweating that out.
Yeah, probably going to be a no bet. But if you get anything that comes across your desk heading into Sunday night, just shoot your boy a text.
Okay. This is going to be interesting. It's funny. I could see blowout. I could see it actually being a one-score game. By the way, the Packers have not had good news on the injury front with the offensive line. Zach Tom went out with an injury again, their right tackle. This past week, he has not been practicing. Their left guard, Aaron Banks, not practicing. Tucker Kraft is getting on the field, though. So at least there's that. All right, let's keep things moving. How about the dart game? Chargers at the Giants. You love the Chargers. Big fan of them. Now they're laying 6.5 on the road with a rookie quarterback making his debut. Neighbors didn't get any love on Sunday night from Russell Wilson, and I'm sure that's part of the reason that he is now benched for the entire season. They made that clear. Like, you're out for the year. Dart's starting the rest of the way. It doesn't even matter what happens. Neighbors through three quarters last week did not have a catch. That will not be the case this week. I'm pretty sure that Jackson Dart is going to make sure that he finds Neighbors play after play. Chargers, Giants. What do you think?
I wish I had Jackson Dart at 30-1. I wish I listened to my co-host. That's what I wish. I did not do it. I have no Jackson Dart stock. None. I know. What a call, too. I mean, you laid it out for everybody for about 3 weeks, and I sat here and just nodded and did nothing with it. I'm curious to see how he plays. I am. I'm not going to bet the game. I don't even think the 108 boys were entertaining the Chargers for Survivor either. I think that's going to be a pretty popular look. I don't think they're going to do that. So I thought maybe they might go Chargers. I'm intrigued by what Daboll is going to do with Dart and how they're going to use him. And if we're going to see a lot of this up-tempo, you know, we're going to see some RPO, we're going to see the play action. I'm curious how much they're going to throw at him in his first start, because a lot of coaches really want to keep it simple and really want to make it easy for them to transition into the NFL with a life raft, essentially. But I think this kid's ready to be a risk taker. I mean, did you watch him at Ole Miss and how fun that offense was with him at the helm? I think they could do a lot of really creative and really fun stuff. I just don't know, Joe. So it's a game that I really don't want to bet because I don't feel like I have an edge. I mean, we talk about a lot of games and we talk about a lot of looks. I have nothing in this one. And it's okay to not have a look. I just really want to see it with Dart.
There are a lot of times you say in certain situations, now you're gambling. With this guy, this specific guy in this spot, whether you're backing him or fading him, doesn't it feel like you're gambling? I know it's a tough matchup, heck of a defense on the Chargers side, but what they had, the bar was so low with Russell Wilson. If you watch Sunday night, my God, I mean, come on. It was just awful. They had to make the move. They forced him to make the move, even though people are like, oh, poor Russ. I have no idea what we're going to see. And if you want to buy into what's coming out of the media that's covering the Giants, like, everybody's so excited. The building's on fire. You know, everybody's jacked up. They're going to give their A-plus effort, all this stuff for Jackson Dart. He brings so much energy into the building. I don't know what to expect. I do know it can't get worse than what we saw on Sunday night. So maybe they hang and keep this a one-score game, which could mean a cover.
The passing yardage number, to Paul's point in the chat, is very low. 186.5 is the lowest. That's it. 186.5. BetMGM is on the high side of the market because BetMGM listens to our show and knows how good you think Jackson Dart is. 189.5. So. That's the thing, though. Like, you give a number of 30, and now it's 7. Like, you did your job. I am intrigued by that low end of the market, though. That's not a lot of yards, and he definitely has the weapons. He's got the weapons at receiver.
Yep, there's no doubt about that. No, I'm really fascinated to see what ends up happening. And like you, I am not interested in Chargers and Survivor. I know it's 6.5. I don't care. There are other games on the board. There's just too much that could happen. And we might be fading Dart moving forward. I'm not sure. What about the Niners and the Jaguars? That number's 3.5, total of 47. San Francisco, the home favorite. Injuries continue. Now Nick Bosa's out for the year. The number is telling us that Brock Purdy's going to be out there. He was limited on both Wednesday and Thursday. Juwan Jennings not practicing. I think Ricky Pearsall is going to be out there. But Bosa out for the year. That's a killer. This Jaguars defense actually forcing some takeaways, something they did not do a year ago. And the Jaguars defense, I know it's three games. You don't want to go too crazy, but they're playing at a very high level.
If I was still in my own survivor, which I'm not because I suck, I'd be on San Francisco.
You would.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Everything through CMC. I mean, you take these risks that are just unnecessary. Like, huh. You've got all these touchdown favorites. This is you. This is what you do. Like, oh, you got five touchdown favorites? Give me the line of 3.5. I want to play that
dog. Give me a dog.
Exactly. Joe O, Sammy P. Kelly in Vegas for her weekly Friday segment is next. Find out her best college plays of the week on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.